think our industry, and I don't think we were alone in this, but I think our industry for many years, well, you know, it's nickels and dimes. Those are $25 spots, $50 spots. You know, I'm selling ER and the Friends finale for, you know, $2,000 or $3,000. This is not a part of the business that I want to chase. Well, you know, in Rochester, New York, we estimate that the local Time Warner cable system generates as much local ad revenue as the local Fox affiliate does. So that is a force to be reckoned with. And the way that we are now selling against cable is to basically attempt to make them compete on a level playing field with local broadcast. Which is to say, for example, in Shreveport, Louisiana, if, I don't know, pick a network, and I'm not picking on a network, but let's say Lifetime has a primetime rating of a 1.0, and in Shreveport, and these are totally made-up numbers for purposes of example, let's say that represented 10,000 households in Shreveport, Louisiana. What we do is then go in and say, okay, you know, embedded in that is the ADS and DBS penetration, which in Shreveport is north of 30%. So there's no local ad insertion capability for the cable companies in DBS. So you reduce your initial number by 30%. Then also, what percentage of the cable homes in the market are not part of your wired selling effort? And I don't know, let's say another 10% or so. So the all of a sudden the 10,000 homes becomes more like 6,300 homes, and then we say, okay, so what are you paying for that? And if the client were to say, you know, $100, you know, our focus then would be to say, you know, we can sell you a $100 spot on KTAL in Shreveport in Conan O'Brien for for the same $100, you can reach 15,000 homes. So our job in each market is to point out that those cheap spots on your media plan may be the most inefficient and most expensive in terms of a cost per thousand basis spots that you buy. And we have developed for all 27 markets a customized piece that does exactly that. And for example, in Shreveport, in the first year that we developed this pitch to target sell against cable, we were able to bring back about $160,000 of money that went to the cable systems that then came back to local broadcast. We as an industry, and certainly our company, needs to do a much better job of focusing on the those target accounts. And obviously, you don't want to go in and tell your client that they're less than intelligent, but I think if you can point out a, because that doesn't build good long-term relationships, but I think if you can point out that you know, we can deliver a lot more for the same money, you debunk the myth that TV